Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wish for the people who live more meaningfully and happily, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, I would like to think about what is the original primal of the human being, human nature. Well, Buddhism says it's a Buddha nature, but what is it? What is it like? When I put up this question, it reminds me the story of the Bible, that Adam and Eve were kicked out from the Eden, the heaven, because of they were seduced by the snake. Well, evil. Well, this is a symbolic story of the primal, original human being. The human beings originally were in heaven with happiness. And as the famous story, that in heaven, it's only the long-distance spoon says that only by giving each other you can eat food in heaven. This is also the symbolic story that the giving with a full of giving heart is the essence of the heaven, and people live happily with it. Yes, there's a deep happiness springs out by being state of the giving. And the story that Adam and Eve started to recognize man and woman by the seduce of the evil, it's symbolizing that duality, ego conscious. Well, ego conscious recognize the world as duality. And human being usually only recognize the world based on the duality. Therefore, it must be difficult to imagine there's a world of the non-duality, but that there's a world that you can recognize beyond the duality is totally different from to recognize the world based on the duality with the ego conscious, the feeling and also body sensation are also totally different from the ego conscious to the non-duality state. And this is actually the original human being recognition. Then why usually we only recognize the world based on the duality? It is because of the ego conscious. It is because that we are kicking out from the heaven. Well, I just said this is a symbolic story. And human beings are living in a totally the bad world of the fear. And we all know that. What is fear about? Just simply think. If there's no air for 5 minutes, all people will die. If there's no water for 1 week, all people will die. If there's no food for 2-3 months, all people will die. And we never know when we dropped into such a situation. And we all know about that. And some people project this fear to the environmental. Well, but fear is is that we all don't know what's going to happen. But this doesn't happen in heaven. Or let's say the world beyond samsara reincarnation, the world of the Pure Land, the infinite joy world. Why is that? What's the difference? Well, it's written in the sutra that the world of the Pure Land is a phenomenon appears at the same time you mind or you imagined. Whatever you imagine, the same time that phenomenon appears. There will be never the shortage, insufficiency of the water, food, whatever you need. And food is incredible. They express it as 100 to taste. Well, basically the spirit world is like this. Even the fasting hell world, whatever you imagine, at the same time, it manifests as a phenomenon. However, as a story of the spoon in heaven, and the cause and principle of the cause and effect of the universe, it also works in the spirit world. In the Pure Land, it's only the giving, heart of giving. But in the lower level of the spirit world, like fasting health, there's also negative wish for others. Only me, not others, I want. But as a principle of the universe, there's no separation. There'll be no difference of self and others. Whatever you wish for others, it will be automatically what it will be wished for you. In the Pure Land, there's no duality. This is obvious. But in the lower level of the spirit, says that you are strong duality and division in the mind. So if you are wishing not others, only oneself, then you won't get it. That's why all the time there is water and food, all the time shortage. Desperately insufficient. So what about human world? Human world is actually also same, basically. Whatever heart and phenomenon, the physical phenomenon is a result and cause is heart. But in the human world, it doesn't happen like the other spirit world, like the Pure Land or the fasting hell. There's one world in between the spiritual world and the phenomenon world. Other worlds are the oneness, spiritual and the phenomenon. But it's in between, there's a key world exists in between the spirit and the physical phenomenon. However, whatever you mind or image, at the same time, it appears in a key world. But there's a time lag to the key world to make it as a phenomenon. That's why for the human being, usually it's so difficult to realize to that phenomenon, the cause of the phenomenon is a spirit, is a heart. But original human being, which were in heaven as the Adam and Eve, they knew its heart and spirit is everything. And this is what you first experience in a workshop. It is extremely important to learn and awaken that the spirit is base of everything, of this world, of this phenomenon, of this your life. Because you can create the phenomenon of what will happen in the future. So many people are blind to the cause of the phenomenon, and they just try to fix up the phenomenon. But it won't work, because it's not the cause. It's a just result. I do wish you be awakened that the spirit is everything is a spirit. And the phenomenon that you are recognizing is just a result. And I wish that you be able to start create your future, what will happen as a phenomenon. May you and people around you and people in the world awaken that the existence itself is a spirit, and to learn how to create life and how to live as an original human being, which is the base of the Buddha nature. May people who be relieved from the trap of the phenomenon and get all the potential to create the future for one's life, but also for whole planet.